I recorded this once before, and I had so many technical difficulties that I felt like it was a sign from Jeremy that I needed to delete that and try again. Hi, everyone. This is Chris. As I think most of you probably know, but maybe some of you do not, last month, July 3rd of 2025, Jeremy passed away. Obviously, he talked about his health issues for a little while, and it kind of, you know, it accelerated. And, you know, at least for me, it certainly caught me off guard that everything happened so fast. And it's been a very difficult month and a half, almost 2 months now, very close to 2 months now. By the time this goes out, I don't know how long it will have been. And I can't imagine what Autumn or anybody else is feeling. This is just my own personal thing. Anyway, yes, I tried to record a version of this a couple weeks ago, and I went through it all, and I cried on the microphone for like 25 minutes. It was probably not something anybody would ever want to listen to. And then I went to, you know, edit the recording, and the audio was just, it was recorded, but it would not play. It would not play back no matter what I did. I just discovered that I had somehow turned audio playback to the volume to zero, which is not something I'd ever done before. But again, I just felt like that was Jeremy's way of saying, hey, brother, this sucks. Don't post this. So I wanted to approach this without so many tears, because I think that's a little uncomfortable for everyone to listen to. But yeah, I mean, what do I even say? What can I possibly say? Jeremy was like the best person I know, you know, like he was the best guy ever. He was the type of person that I wanted to be. And I'm making a lot of noise over here. I don't know. He was just the best. He was just the best. We always called him the worst, but in truth, Jeremy was the best. And all the outpouring of love and heartfelt messages I've seen from people, it just shows that he was an even better person than I thought he was. It's just been so weird. It's so weird. I mean, when he told me that he was sick, I guess I just kept wanting to believe that everything would work out and we would just keep on going. We'd be recording podcasts until we were two old men. I mean, we were already two old men the way we act, but we also acted like little boys, so maybe there's something to that. But June, I believe, I'd have to look and see when the last time we recorded was. We were getting back on the horse. We had taken a break for a while. We recorded an episode of Non-Human Biologics that is not out yet because I don't have his audio. I'm going to try to get that and try to edit that at some point and get that out. But I didn't ever edit our podcasts. Jeremy handled all that because he was just the best. And he never asked me to really do anything but show up and try to make him laugh. And that was all. He made this experience of podcasting incredible. It was very easy for me to get burnt out on anything, including podcasting. And Jeremy kept me going all throughout the, 8 years that we did this for. Yeah, there were so many ups and downs for me personally, where I just felt like, oh, I can't get on the mic, I can't record today, I can't like entertain, or I can't be thoughtful or anything like that. And he always found a way to make me feel like I could do it. And he always gave me the space to you know, take a day off if I needed to. So it was just it was incredible in literally every single way. And now I'm finding myself here with these podcasts and this amazing community, and I don't quite know what is next. I do know that so much of my thoughts are like subconsciously framed around how I was going to tell Jeremy about it. I guess that just comes with the fact that, you know, we would record every week, tell each other about interesting things that are going on in our lives, or, you know, more often than not, just video games. But I'll still have experiences and kind of frame it in the back of my head of like, okay, how am I going to tell Jeremy about this? And then realize, oh, I can't tell him about this. Same thing with every time I get a text, I would think it's him for just half a second. or I'll go to, I'll have a thought. And there was, that was just the way he was. I could text him any thought in my brain, no matter how stupid it was. And I'll have a thought and I'll almost think, oh, let me go grab it, grab my phone and text Jeremy and then remember that, that I can't. And all that stuff has been so weird. You know, we were, after all these years, we were supposed to finally meet in Boston at the Supernatural convention, this year, but obviously his, you know, his health stuff got in the way. And, I've always been really, iffy with travel. You know, I have a lot of anxiety and stuff, and now I have nothing but regret over that because Jeremy and I never met in person. To an extent, it didn't matter because, you know, I was as close, I think, as I can be to a person just by the relationship that we had via the podcast, via texting, talking every day, all that stuff. I mean, he was my best friend. There's no other way around it. Jeremy was my best friend. And I've been told many times that some of the things that people liked the most about the podcast, specifically, I guess, Monster of the Week, was listening to us become best friends. And it's something that I will cherish forever, but it's something that still, I like can't wrap my head around it, that he's gone, you know. And I'm very lucky. In many, many ways, we're all lucky. There's this record of him. Hundreds and hundreds of hours of podcasts that he's done, not just with me, but with Duckfeed, with Don't Give Up Skeleton. Like, he's done so much. And there's so much of him out there. And I hope that we can, you know, preserve that. I just was talking to Autumn the other day about, what is the name of the of our podcast hosting service? Because we had recently changed, and I'm an idiot, so I don't know any of this stuff. Thankfully, we got that figured out. So something I thought about doing was just, I mean, maybe just posting it on the Patreon so that it's not going out to the public feed or anything, and bombarding people's podcast apps. Just recording outtakes, that stuff that I want to tell Jeremy about that I can't tell him about, and just put it out, you know, into the universe, I guess. Even sitting in this room in front of this microphone and having him not be on the other end of it is pretty strange. It's basically this entire room that I'm in, that I've recorded in for nearly 10 years now, has just been like, this is the place I go to communicate with Jeremy. I don't do anything else in here, you know? I just basically use it for storage. It's chaotic in here. And then there's the microphone and the computer, and that's that. So it's really strange to sit down and do this and not have him on the other end. He was just, oh God, getting weepy. He's just the best dude ever. I'm really lucky that the record of basically my entire friendship is there for me to listen to. I'm not ready to listen to it yet. That's a little much. I'm going to need some time before I can get back to that spot, but I do really miss hearing his voice, and hopefully, well, I'll have many, many years of enjoyment of going back through the podcast and listening to our dumb jokes and all that. So I don't know what's going to happen with any of these public feeds. I have, like I said, the one more episode of Non-Human Biologics that at some point in the future I want to try and get out. I don't have a time frame on when I'm going to do that, but I don't know. It feels weird to leave the podcast. You know, we were in the middle of one and to just not finish it. But I think it would be weirder for me to go on by myself. Nobody wants to hear me talk about Mulder and Scully alone. I don't know. I don't know quite what I'm going to do. It'd be one thing if there was like a group of 10 of us who ran all these podcasts on Monster of the Week, but there was just two of us, and now 50% of us are gone. And unless we can get some ghost audio on this, no, maybe that's a little insensitive. But Jeremy, hey brother, if you're listening, please feel free to haunt me. I mean, or, you know, pass on or whatever. I don't know. God. Maybe the weepy version of this episode would be better for everybody to listen to. God, I miss him so much. He was just the best. I miss you all, honestly. I miss being able to hop on the microphone and say stupid shit and make people laugh and make Jeremy laugh. Anything that made Jeremy laugh was like whenever he would just like bust up and like have to, you know, lean away from the mic. That was the best ever. He was just the best. He was the best guy ever. and he made so many people happy, and he brought so much good into the world. If I can be half the person he was, I'd be proud of myself. He was just the best. And it's so weird to sit here and talk about him in the past tense, you know? But I know how much everybody cared about him. I know how much he cared about all of you. His community engagement was off the charts. Like I said it earlier, but so many people coming out of the woodwork to be like, I have a thought about Jeremy Greer, and it's positive. And it's this thing that he did for me one time that was super nice, and he went out of his way to say something to me or do something for me. And like, as somebody who's like kind of antisocial, like I've joked about how I would read the Discord and like not participate, but then I feel like I'm participating just because I'm reading what everybody else is saying. I'm trying to be better about that, by the way. That's just how I am. Like I've always kind of kept to myself a little bit. But seeing the way that he was able to interact with everybody was just, it was inspiring, honestly. Like, I want to be more like that. He had the time and energy for everybody. He was the fucking man. He was just the best. And it just sucks that he's not here anymore. There's really no other way to frame it. It sucks. Fuck cancer. Fuck that this happened to him. He deserved everything. He was a great guy. I will miss him for the rest of my life. But for now, I guess this is the extremely chaotic update that I'm posting for everybody. We posted on the Discord when, you know, when everything happened, and I eventually made a post on the Patreon, and there was stuff on Blue Sky. I know Duckfeed put out a statement. I know I saw a Reddit post about Jeremy. Sorry, Jeremy, they're talking about you on Reddit, brother. But it occurred to me that there's a lot of people who maybe only listen to the podcast and don't follow any kind of social media or anything, and they are just sitting around hoping maybe, oh, Non-Human Biologics will pick back up soon. And so I felt like I needed to get this update out. I don't know what's going to come next. Like I said, I'm going to try to record some stuff. I don't know if anyone wants to listen to me ramble. I've considered, you know, maybe talking to some of his other friends and recording that and just talking about our pal Jeremy, because he had a lot of friends. He was a really amazing guy. So something like that, maybe. I don't know. Even as I sit in this microphone, it's, you know, I just miss him. I miss doing this. I miss, you know, watching Game of Thrones or something. And just like, here's my opinion. Let me tell my best friend about my opinion on something. It's a very fun experience. It's been a really fun experience. And I never want it to be over. I don't know if it is. Well, it is, but I don't know what I'm going to do podcasting wise. I guess if people want me to talk about, I don't know. That's not what I'm here for right now. Anyway, I'm just here to talk about Jeremy, and, which somehow means that I'm rambling about myself, of course. Anyway, I miss you all. I know Jeremy would hate to hear us all blubbering about this, or maybe he'd love it. I don't know. But he was just the best ever. And I think we started the podcast in, what, 2016, 2017? Something like that. I knew him a little bit before that. He did a video game podcast with his friends, online friends. I did a podcast with my high school friends. And we just, for whatever reason, our little tiny, tiny audiences found each other. And then, you know, Jeremy and I start talking, and he used to write into our show and all that stuff. And next thing we know, we're joking about doing a Supernatural podcast. And 10 years later, here I am. And I'm crying into the microphone because my best friend is gone. Never would have dreamed that I would make a friend that way. You know, I felt like all my other friends I've pretty much known my entire life. Like, since, you know, my childhood best friend is, I've known since I was 5. So it'll be 30 years this year that I've known that kid. Yet somehow Jeremy just came in, and he just, it's a friendship I never could have hoped for, you know. He was just the best. He was just the best. And, you know, my thoughts go out to Autumn and everything she's dealing with. As much as I'm making this all about Mr. Chris over here, you know, I'm not the one who's probably really, really feeling it. So just send out your good vibes to her and to his family, and Yeah, I will. Well, I suppose you'll hear from me soon. At some point. And thank you for listening. Thank you for all your time and attention and love over the years. Hopefully we'll talk soon, but just for now, that's all. And Jeremy, I miss you, brother. Love you, brother. And until we meet again.